Welcome to FTR on the Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Trans Forecast Service brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary highlights a double dose of good news that we have recently seen for trucking. We are starting once again to see some green shoots in the economy and in trucking. This is in contrast to the anecdotal reporting, which is still indicating bad conditions for the freight markets. Can these differences be reconciled? Yes, they can, but not cleanly. How people feel about something doesn't always match up with the realities of the situation, but they usually aren't diametrically opposed. Let's start with the most immediate good news. On Friday, July 8th, the June employment report came out, and the numbers were fantastic. Employers shook off a very weak May, a number that was revised down to just 11,000 jobs gained, and they added 287,000 net jobs for June. Unfortunately, trucking payrolls haven't seen a positive number for several months. Nonetheless, the job growth was better than expected and shows us that the economy hasn't stalled out. When looking at the three-month average number to smooth out the monthly volatility, you can see that the job market has begun to slow. This isn't unexpected. We are likely near the tail end of this recovery, and unemployment levels are tightening. The other good news is that the spot market is stabilizing. Now, this may not sound nearly as good as the employment numbers above, but in reality, it is a very good thing and something that we have been expecting. The overall market demand index from TruckStop.com has been even with the last year since the beginning of June and actually jumped the week before the holiday weekend. Even better news is that it has stayed at an elevated level the prior 2 weeks. It is now nearly even with the five-year average, something we haven't seen since early last year. In addition, broker rates have been recovering since bottoming out in week six of this year. It has been moving in a very normal fashion, so we should expect to see pricing ease back a little over the back half of the year. Removing the fuel surcharge helps us get a better view of how rates are comparing to prior years. Base rates are still below last year, but they have generally been holding steady since about week 13. With the way the market is currently behaving, we are likely to see positive year-over-year comparisons sometime during the third quarter. So how can we reconcile this data with the anecdotal reports? Well, part of it has to do with simply how the industry participants feel relative to 2014 and 2015. The market was way up in 2014. Conditions were ideal for spot market players. Regulations tightened capacity, and weather exacerbated it. Add in some relatively strong economic growth, and the carriers were feeling extremely good. And now, capacity has loosened. Spot rates are down, so revenues are down. And recently, the contract market has taken a cue from the looser capacity, and weakness has been seen in this sector as well. Fuel surcharge revenues are also way down, which does impact revenue, even though it generally has less of an impact on the bottom line. So the markets aren't great, but they aren't terrible either. If regulations come back into play at the end of this year, which is a possibility but not a certainty, then the capacity situation will quickly tighten and market control will move back towards the truck carriers. So keep your eyes on inventory. There's still too much. On manufacturing, it's starting to grow again, and on Washington for potential changes to hours of service and other regulations. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to transforecast.com. TRANS, the number 4, CAST.com. Sign up today and start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRIntel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.